So, hi. This is a podcast for Podaware, and it is about acting. I'm here together with Lucilla and Jesse Upward. My name's Fleur. I'm a pod figure for about, I've been about for a pod figure for about 5 years. I've recorded pod figs in several fandoms like Merlin, Due South, Avengers, now Teen Wolf, and well, I do have some thoughts about acting. Okay, you too?
Okay, hi, I'm Lutzula. I've been podficking since 2007, which it should also make about 5 years, and I'm mostly in Due South, but I've also done lots of other stuff, like, let's see, Sherlock Holmes, and Master and Commander, and lots of kind of rare-lit fandoms, and yeah, stuff like that. And I also have thoughts about acting, so.
Hi, I'm Jesse, also known as Kate Starks, and I've been podficking for not very long, only a couple months, 5-6 months soon. And my fandoms tend to be Sherlock and Harry Potter, but I have done the occasional Friends in there. And yes, I also have thoughts on acting.
Okay. Very good. Who wants to start? I think, Lucilla, you have the list. You start.
Yes, we made some bullet points. So our first point is, what are our first thoughts when we're approaching a text?
Yes, when I'm approaching a text, I first look what the tone for the story might be. I mean, some stories are calmer than other ones. Some are really full of snappy dialogue, and some are more quiet. The story in itself is more quiet and not action filled or something like that. And so these are my first thoughts when I approach the text, is that I look, okay, what's the tone of the story? And then I have to find that tone with my voice.
I definitely agree with that. Like, I tend to read the first sentence, and it's usually, I know it's going to be a good story when I can already pick up the tone there, if that makes sense.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Totally does.
And, you know, dialogue for me, sometimes it can be too much, but, like, if it's put in the right proportions and for the right reasons, it's always great fun to podfic and record.
Yeah.
I think my very first thought is, like, is this a story that I want to record at all?
Okay.
And of course, that's the same for you, but...
Yeah, okay.
But, like, some characters I have a very hard time reading. And, of course, I could still read the story if I just want to read it straight up, but that's not what we do usually. So,
yeah.
But it's very hard to find a pattern for me, like, which characters can I read and which can I not read, because there are some characters that I really love, but I can't really read them. I can't find them and find their character voice in some way.
Yeah.
And an example of that would be like Jeffrey Tennant in Slings and Arrows, if you know that fandom. It's one of the Canadian Six Degrees fandoms, but anyway,
yeah.
So that's one example. But there are also characters that I'm very different from this person, but I still really love reading them, and I feel like I find their voice. But it's really hard to find a pattern, like, which characters can I read and which can I not read?
Yeah, well, it's completely the same. Like, even fandoms where I know the characters extremely well, there's always going to be at least one character which I try to avoid as much as possible.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, for example, in Avengers, I really like Thor. I do like Thor, but I think he's hard to read. At least he's often written in a way that's a bit caps lock speech and very formal and all Shakespeare and something like that. And
Yeah, it's very strange that he speaks like British English when he's a Viking or whatever.
Yes,
Yeah.
yes. And I like reading this in text, but it's hard for me to actually read it so that it doesn't sound ridiculous. Which I don't want him to sound ridiculous because I really like him, but he's hard for me to read. So if a story has lots of Thor and Thor is written in this, well, glorious day or something like that, it's a bit harsh. So I try to avoid stories that have lots of Thor dialogue that is like that. I mean, if there's some Thor dialogue and it's like that, that's okay. But if it's pretty much the whole story, maybe not.
It can be annoying though when you start reading a fan fiction and you're in such a great rhythm with it, and then there's sort of this random dialogue which isn't really necessary because sometimes you just get into such a rhythm, and then especially when you're acting it out, dialogue can be a disruption sometimes because if you don't have your tongue properly, if that makes any sense, that was a bad analogy, but I think it's always good to read the story multiple times before you actually do it, because you kind of get more of a taste and feel for it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I definitely get this one line that you constantly stumble over.
Oh
I
God, yes.
the typical one for me would be like if there's a long question, that those are hard for me because you need to get the sort of upward lilt at the end, right? But then if it's a really long sentence at the same time, I find that really hard. But
Some characters really have run-on sentences. They babble, and there's that. It's kind of an in-joke. So, oh, they don't have to breathe. And then I'm sitting down, and yeah, but I have to breathe
I know, that's like Sherlock with me,
somewhere.
because Sherlock's supposed to be intelligent and can talk at the speed of light, and I'm there like, I'm trying to do a deep voice and it just doesn't work
Oh
sometimes. I'm
God,
just like, whoa,
yes.
whoa, whoa.
Yes, I mean I can somewhat do that if I do it in my own voice, but if it's in a character's voice, especially if it's a deeper voice, that's hard. That's really hard. And then I really try to, okay, where can I breathe? There. Okay. And then okay, editing. Editing is great then because you can just delete the breathing.
Yeah, I like reading these Jane Austen fandoms, and then they sometimes you get really long sentences,
Oh,
but I
yes.
guess you breathe when there's a comma or something. So,
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. I was thinking that I don't really plan ahead a lot. Like when you're going to read a podfic, do you like make notes or something? Because I usually never do that. I usually like read
No.
spontaneously. Like I've read the fic before, of course, but I don't like plan how I'm going to read it.
No, I like it to come natural because I feel that's always the way something's meant to read, if that makes sense. I think if you sometimes if I overplan something, I tend to stumble on my words more because it's not sort of coming naturally. I have to focus on like everything I'm saying pretty much, if that makes sense.
It does. It absolutely does. I don't really plan out. I mean, I kind of look sometimes I look, okay, how am I going to approach this one? Because here there's a character I have to speak in a special way. Okay. I think about that beforehand, but not really noting down, okay, and here I'm making a break, and here I go down with the voice. No, I kind of try to go with the flow of the text.
Okay, we're gonna move on to the next bullet point, which is what are the tools that we use when we're acting? And I was thinking that I've become much more aware of this over the years, and when I listen to my oldest podfics, I think that okay, I'm just reading in a sort of even plodding way. And one way that can really be effective, I think, is that if you vary your pacing, like how fast you're reading within a sentence, and also the pauses that you're making between sentences, that it can be a really effective way.
Yeah, I agree. And it's kind of like the fanfic I'm doing for Podbang, it's like it's very different to ones I've done sorry, it's different to ones I've done before. And you know, it's like I'm approaching it and I'm actually stumbling more because I really want to get the rhythm right, and it can be hard sometimes.
Yeah, I totally get that. I mean, towards I'm also really think pauses. That's what I'm when I'm editing, I'm always listening and then I shorten pauses and I lengthen pauses so that the timing is right. So and the rhythm is right because sometimes it's like okay, that a pause is just too long and it's awkward. So editing.
Yes, editing's very helpful.
Editing there is very helpful.
It seems to be one of the differences between different kind the different editing that people do, because I usually don't do that a lot. I'm usually happy with the pauses I get. Sometimes I do lengthen pauses, especially like between sections or something, but I don't usually do it a lot otherwise. But
Yeah, I mean that's fine too, obviously.
Yeah, they're like really different editing styles and
I mean maybe you're just natural and have awesome pauses naturally, and I just read and then I think, okay, that's awful. Editing. Could
I
also
think that the
be.
difference is kind of if you view editing as a sort of part of the creative process or not, sort of is.
I do actually.
I find it hard to get rhythm right between dialogue and then, so say you say something like blah 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 blah, you know, Sherlock said or whatever, because sometimes they have things off, like they said it, you know, excitedly and stuff. When you're in dialogue, you can talk faster because you're talking at a normal rate, so you can be like da 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 da, but then you have to remember to slow down for like the second bit after, because sometimes, you know, I re-listen and I'm like, no, I said that way too fast afterwards.
Yeah, that's a really good point that dialogue is naturally faster because that's supposed to be like somebody actually speaking.
The difference between the voice of the character and the voice of the narrator, something like that. And you have to switch very, very fast, and that can be hard. I do stumble off about that over that as well. And sometimes I think, okay, that was too fast, but I don't want to re-record those two words, so it just has to go.
Yeah, I was noticing because I just finished one podfic and started doing another, and I was really noticing the difference in my pacing between those two. Because the first one, it was sort of laid back and contemplative, but also quite vulgar, so it was fuck all the time, but you know, still kind of laid back. And the next one I was doing, it was kind of angry and tense, and it was making me speak a lot faster and more kind of staccato, and yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, I guess the storyline was different, the tone of the story was different, so you kind of adapted your voice, your speaking. Because I find that in my podfics that my voice is different. I have there's one podfic I've done which is place in the middle of the night and it's all sleepy and my voice I speak more quieter, calmer, more like this sleepy voice. And then I have, for example, another one, same fandom, which is pretty much in daylight, and it's more like funny. And my voice is different there. It's more energetic and something like that. It's just the tone of the story was so different. So
Yeah, I find that all the time. with like different sort of genres even of fanfiction. Like if you do a much lighthearted one, it's going to be very different to something that's a bit more sad or depressing, I guess.
Yeah.
One thing I was thinking was that volume is interesting. Like obviously if somebody's shouting, you raise your voice, but it can actually be effective like to lower your voice to get more intensity. Like if you're lowering your voice and then, you know, actually it makes somebody, it gets people's attention. So that can actually kind of a cool.
Yeah, I like that trick. Point actually. Mm-hmm. Because I do notice, like, especially when authors put, like, say in dialogue, the fanfic I'm recording now, the podfic I'm recording now, the fanfic, the authors actually put italics in the dialogue on some words. So it gives you the chance to sort of accentuate words when they're speaking. So it gives you sort of a tip for how to sort of present the dialogue, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. Volume, absolutely. Just have to be careful that you don't, that the recording doesn't, how do you call it when you're too loud? If you're speaking very loud in the recording, it can distort the sound if it's too loud. So
you
always have to be a bit careful. But I like that. Sometimes I'm doing it more like, I'm not speaking very much louder. It's more like putting some force behind it, so I get the impression of being loud. Mm-hmm. Without being actually much louder.
Yeah. That is so cool, because it's like, obviously we know if someone sounds determined, you can sound determined without being loud. But, you know, what actually happens? It's really hard to define what you're actually doing when you do that.
Yeah.
Well, I find it funny when you have arguments with yourself. So if you're doing dialogue and it's between two characters and you're constantly going back and forth because you're basically yelling at yourself.
Yeah.
I think it's often effective to, like, bring your body into it. Like, if you're angry, you can clench your fists. And if you're happy, you can smile a little while you're talking. And that will actually have an effect on your voice. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember when I was recording at the South Story, and Ray Kowalski and Benton Fraser, and I was kind of sitting up very straight when Fraser was talking. Mm-hmm. So I was good posture. And then when Ray was talking, I was more like, okay, let myself slump.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that made it much easier to get the voices right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think I've heard of someone, I'm not quite sure who was that, who recorded outside in the rain when the story demanded it. I think that's really hardcore.
Wow.
Yes.
That could wreck your equipment, though.
Yeah, I guess under a roof, but something like that.
Yeah.
It is good sometimes to use special effects, too, just to accentuate certain things when you are reading the fic. For example, I did Equilibrium, and it was sometimes hard to justify between, like, say, phone calls to each other. Or text messages. So, but with phone calls, when there's dialogue demanded, I just kind of changed, I don't know how to explain it, like you add like a special track so it makes the voice sound different.
Yeah.
So that helped, because it helped me as a reader to kind of get that across to the listeners without having to kind of basically say they're having a phone call.
Yeah,
I think that can be really cool. I've never actually done it, but it's often cool when I listen to podfics where people do it. So.
Yeah, I've tried that out haven't done it much, but I've tried it out of my last podfic, and it was fun. It was fun to play with the special effects. Because I also used to listen to podfics who used those kinds of effects, and was like, oh my god, that is so cool.
Yeah, I think I first heard it when I was just new to Podfic, and I was listening to one of Lunchie's. I think it was like Harkness versus something something. It was like a Sherlock and
Yeah, I've heard that one.
something crossover. Yeah,
Harkness versus Holmes,
and
yes.
yes, and there was the use of the special effect when they were talking through. I think it was Mycroft's like intercom. Which I thought was quite a good use of the special effect because it wasn't over the top. It was just simple and it came across to the listener what you were hearing, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And made it very clear that Mycroft isn't in the same room as the other people. So.
Okay, should we move on to the next one, the next point?
I think
Yep.
that would be good, yes.
Okay, and that's character voices. So, do you guys do character voices?
Yes and no. I do for Sherlock fan fiction. John is my own voice, and Sherlock has this really deep, weird voice, and I don't know whether it's good for my good or not, which is probably really bad, but I give it a shot. And it helps differentiating when they're like arguing or it's dialogue without saying like who the different characters are. So, yeah.
Yeah, I sometimes do something like that as well. With Teen Wolf, well, for example, Styles is my own voice, and Derek, I speak a little lower. But it's really just a little bit, so it's more easy to understand who is actually talking right now. But otherwise, I try to differentiates between characters more through tone and inflection. Yeah, so not that much of character voices. A bit, but not
Yeah, and I think I'm the same as you. I would say like yes and no. I mean, I do sound different when I'm being like different people, but I don't do it a lot. Like, so if I do, let's say in Due South with Fraser and Kowalski, I don't know if I stretch my back when I do Fraser, but I do something different. I think I articulate more and Ray Kowalski
Yes.
slurs his words together a bit more and yeah, so it helps a lot. Like if you do like dialogue and you don't actually need the speech tags because you can make clear who's speaking anyway. And that's it. Yeah, I think it's good to be able to do that. I mean, even if you don't like do one voice very different from each other. I mean, it's there's
Yeah.
some difference at least.
Yes.
I don't think it's really necessary to the Podfic experience. I don't think it. I mean, sure, it kind of adds that extra element, but I don't think people who don't do it, I don't think it subtracts anything from the story, which is good. I can appreciate people with that talent, but it doesn't really bother me, to be honest.
No, I don't really miss character voices when they're not there. I mean, if they're there and the Podfaker is talented at doing them, yay, awesome.
Yeah.
But if they don't use that, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, as long as I know who is actually speaking when, and you can do that, you don't have to do a very different voice to make that clear. I think that's a bit where the acting actually also comes in. I kind of when I'm doing when I'm speaking dialogues and different persons, I try to kind of get into their heads. Kind of, okay, what are they thinking? What are they feeling? And who is this person who's speaking right now? And to get their voice right. So the voice actually isn't much deeper or higher or doesn't have that different accent because I won't do different accents because that would be ugly. But really not. I'm not trying that. But I kind of try to get into the characters' heads and so get to get their voice right. And that's where the acting for me comes in most in dialogues. It also comes in the narration, but that's how the acting comes in for me in the dialogues.
Yeah. Yeah, I think most podfickers are like us and kind of fall between. Like, they don't do everyone the same, but they don't do, like, really distinct character voices either. But you can usually tell some difference, you know.
Yeah.
But
I really... Yeah, sorry.
No problem. No, I was just going to say one example of a character voice that I did not like, and this is from a professional audiobook. I think I mentioned it to you guys earlier. This was this Asimov robot book. And there's this guy reading, and he was doing the female characters like this, and they sounded like, you know.
Ah.
And it's not like Asimov has great female characters to start with, and then there comes this really high voice, and it's not making them sound better.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was going to say. When I do dialogue in the Sherlock fandom anyway, I hold myself differently with, like, say, Sherlock and John. Like, John, because I'm very expressive with my hands when I read dialogue especially. So with John, I'm, like, flailing my hands around to really, like, you know, how he'd be using his hands. And then with, like, Sherlock, I tend to, like, sit very sternly, like, sort of chin down, sort of serious. Which I don't know why I do it. It just sort of comes naturally, which is really weird, but, you know.
No, I think it's good. I think it contributes to the acting. Yeah.
I think so. I mean, it's kind of like when you're doing business telephone calls, they tell you to stand up and smile because the other person will actually hear that in your voice.
I think a good example of character voices would be a distant son with her Remus and Sirius Podfix, because I think over time, once you've, like, listened to a lot of her Remus and Sirius Podfix, she does keep a consistent voice for them, which, you know, I find really pleasant, because whenever I do listen to another one of her Remus and Sirius, I always know what I'm coming to. And it's always really nice feeling, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
It's like comforting, I guess.
Totally. You're meeting people you know, in a way.
Mm,
oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah. I was thinking about another point, and that is the narration. Because I usually, if it's a third-person point of view, but clearly from one character's point of view, then I usually read the narration like it's, like I'm really in character as that person while I'm reading the narration too. Just like, not just their dialogue, but also the narrator's voice is like in that character's voice.
Yes.
So, do you feel that way too, or?
Yes. Totally.
Yes.
And. Which makes the narration often very. I also use much of. Breaks and more expressiveness. Sometimes the narration is really the narration, and I'm much more quiet and calm there than when I do when it's very clearly from one point of view. Unless, of course, that point of view is a very calm and quiet one. Yeah.
Yeah, of course, there are fics where the narration is actually the narrator is actually some sort of external narrator, and then of course it's different. But
yes. Yeah. But if it's very clearly from a point of view, from a special character, I read it like, well, it's the character as well. Yes.
Yeah. And I guess it's even more that way if it's in first person point of view. I really like reading first person stories, actually.
I haven't come across a lot, actually, which is funny.
Yeah, I did that once for Pod Together last year, and it was actually fun. It was really fun.
Yeah, I guess you can be more in the shoes of the character too, because it is directly from their point of view.
I also think the acting is more direct, of course, because there isn't this line between dialogue and narration, even if the narration is from very clearly from one point of view. If it's in first person, this character tells you something. They're speaking, so it's very, very direct acting.
Yeah, and especially stories that are actually somebody telling a story. Look, those can be really cool.
Yes.
I did a podfic in first person, and it's actually a lot of fun because it was a comedy too, so you can kind of play out the way you narrate it, because it doesn't have to be so to the book. You can be more like expressive in a way. There's more room for that, because it are their direct thoughts, so you can be sarcastic more often, and you know, you don't have to take it as seriously in a way.
Yes.
Should we move on to our fourth point, maybe?
Yes.
We had examples of podfics with good acting, and we're each going to bring up one example. So, anyone want to start?
I can start.
Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to, recommend a story that's actually example for character voices done really, really well. And the story is Reparo, written by Emmeline, and the podfic is by Penny Plain Knits. It's a Harry Potter story. It's a very long Harry Potter story. It plays after the books at Hogwarts, and it is a full cast, so pretty much everyone who's still alive at that point shows up in that story, and she does character voices for each character consistently, and they're fitting, and she does that awesome. Really, it's awesome, and I have to say, I could listen to her Draco voice there all day and all night, because oh my god. So awesome. So
yeah, I've never listened to that one, but I've heard Penny, and she's really great. So
Penny is really great, and that story was, it was pretty much the first podfic I ever listened to, and that was, an introduction. Oh yes.
a good first experience.
Oh yes.
Oh cool.
I did download it yesterday, and I started to listen to it, and I really you like it from the beginning. It's not like you have to wait a while to get into it, which I like. But yes, I'm going to need more time to listen to that, because it's 8 hours.
Yeah.
I've never listened to anything that long.
Yeah. But it's worth it. It's a great podfic.
My example of a good podfic, a podfic with good acting, is No More Ugly Naked Guy by Lunchy, or as she says it, No More Ugly Naked Guy, which hooked me from the beginning because I love the way she just said the title, and it's very upbeat and light and funny, and I don't think she differentiates a lot in the voices, but she speaks in a different tone for each one, which helps differentiate the characters, and she's very outgoing and... well, I don't even know what to say. I just like it a lot because it's humorous and she gets that across. You know, there's no doubting it, and I hadn't read the text before, so I liked how I could get it all from one shot, and I've listened to it 10, 20 times now. And yeah, it's just a good podfic.
Yeah, Lunchy is great too. Yeah, I love her.
Reading. Absolutely. She's awesome.
She is indeed.
Yes, we are agreed. Yeah. My example is Tweed is good. She hasn't done a lot of podfic, actually. She's done a couple of Sherlock Holmes podfics. And this one is called Miss Fatima's School of the Orient. And the title refers to a brothel, actually. There are two point of views in this podfic, and one is a prostitute's point of view, and she is speaking. She's telling a story to her friend, And the story she is telling is of when Sherlock Holmes went to her to have sex. And the other is Sherlock Holmes' point of view. And she is really brilliant the way she differentiates these people. Like, one is sort of colloquial dialogue, and you can really see this person sitting in front of you talking with a friend. And then there's Sherlock Holmes' point of view, which is much more formal and somber. And yeah, it's really great, I think.
That sounds really good.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah,
I have to
I
listen
really
to that.
recommend it. It's, yeah.
Yes, I'll definitely have to check that one out.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's about half an hour long or something, and
Yes. And I think like around 30 minutes to an hour, like if you're just every day, I think like they're really good lengths of podfix because you get enough. And that's usually about a couple thousand words anyway. So, you get quite a lot of a story if you're more like on the go and you don't have time to listen to podfic a lot.
So, this was a podcast about acting for Potterware. We are Lazilla, Jessie, and Fleur, and I hope it was interesting and fun for you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.